Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, July 6th, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Samsung says it expects Q2 operating profit of 58 trillion won with 0.7% decline in sales and an 11% increase in profit. That would end its streak of four straight quarters of record profits. The Galaxy S9 is estimated to be the lowest selling flagship for the company since the Galaxy S3. Sales of OLED panels later in the year could give Samsung a boost, though one of its main customers, Apple, is expected to shift some OLED orders to LG Display. Friday, Sonos filed for an initial public offering of stock on the NASDAQ under the symbol Sono. The filing notes Sonos has sold 19 million products to 6.9 million households worldwide. That's almost three products per customer. Revenue was up 10% in 2017 for a net loss of $14.2 million. In the section on known risks, Sonos notes Amazon can terminate the license for use of Amazon voice services with limited notice. Sonos is valued between $2.5 and $3 billion. Netflix notified users it will remove user reviews from its service. Netflix says usage of the written reviews has been declining. CNET reports Netflix will stop accepting new reviews on July 30th and remove them sometime in mid-August. Tinder launched its new Loops feature that adds two-second looping videos to your profile in addition to still photos. The feature is live for iOS users in the US, UK, Canada, and some parts of Western Europe, Asia, and the Middle East. India's Reliance Industries announced its mobile service Jio will begin offering fiber-to-home broadband. Jio GigaFiber will begin taking registrations on Independence Day, August 15th. It will be rolled out in 1,100 cities, connecting 50 million homes in India. Jio has quickly become a top wireless carrier with cheap plans and free phones. The Jio Phone 2 will also become available August 15th. MIT's Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Laboratory has developed an AI called Pixel Player that can recognize instruments in a video and then isolate the sounds they produce. You can select an instrument visible in a video, and Pixel Player will elevate that instrument's volume while lowering the volume of other instruments. Pixel Player can identify 20 instruments, though it has some trouble telling similar instruments apart. It could be helpful for audio editing and for detecting environmental sounds like animals, vehicles, or appliances. LG's latest guidance expects operating profit rose 16.1% in the latest quarter, slowed a bit by marketing costs for TVs, smartphones, and appliances. LG had its highest profit in 9 years in the previous quarter due to high-end TV sales. HTC says its sales fell 68% in June, the biggest drop in 2 years. HTC's high-end phones sold less than expected, and its mid- and entry-level phones have not introduced significant new features or specs. Finally, scientists at MIT have developed a robot called Cheetah 3 that can run, jump, and climb stairs with obstacles in the way, all without using visual sensors. An algorithm helps the robot decide what to do when it encounters an obstacle, and another algorithm determines how much force to use in each of its actions. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.